Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chaf Hey, and we're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amid. At the end of the line, it says, Omer Rav Sheshis Menoah Minila. Says Rav Sheshis, how do I know my view? What view does Rav Sheshis have? As you recall, we started off the Gemara yesterday on Chaf Dalid Amid Beis, going back 6 lines from the bottom of Chaf Dalid Amid Beis, where the Gemara asked, Vameh Mefisin, what were the Kohanim wearing at the time of the Pious? What were they wearing? Machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis. Rav Nachman said they were wearing big day chol, in other words, normal, regular civilian clothes. But Rav Sheshis, no, they were wearing big day koydish, meaning the begodim of the Kohanim, the big day lovan that the Kohanim at Yoytim wore every day when they did the avodah. Why, says Rav Nachman, did they wear big day chol? Because if they're going to wear big day kodesh, and then there's going to be a pious, and someone who's going to win, by definition, someone's going to lose. And those people that lose may be sore losers, to the extent that they say, pious, shmayas, I want the Trumas Hadeshen. And the fellow who's wearing the big day kodesh, one of the losers, is going to run up, going to do the Trumas Hadeshen, and he's going to say, ha ha, I won the Trumas Hadeshen.
There's no penalty for a coin misbehaving and
upstairs, and maybe they will not allow him to work for the next 5 years. But Lamai said this is at least a possibility, and so therefore Rav Nachman said, let everybody wear big day chol. Rav Sheshis said the other way around, let everybody wear big day kodesh. Because if everybody wears big day chol, the person who wins is going to be so ecstatic, he's going to be so happy and so delighted, he might run up the ramp of the Mizbeach immediately, forgetting that he's still wearing his big day chol. So therefore everybody should wear big day kodesh. Good.
What would it matter if he's wearing his big day chol, so nothing happens, he did nothing, and it's still Trumas Hadeshen?
He's like a zor, a koyin that runs, it's an isser.
Right, so... Okay.
And if you hold like Levi, that holds a Trumas Hadeshen as one of 5 avoidos, where a zor is chayiv misa, chas v'sholem, this koyin would be chayiv misa. That would be a misa masa, it would not at all be pleasant. So, therefore, we don't want these possible mechsholim. This for says Rav Sheshis, let them all wear the big day kodesh, the likelihood that a sore loser is going to run up and do it, I'm not really nervous about that. I'm more nervous that the person who wins will be so ecstatic and will do the avodah wearing his big day chol. What were the makoyres for Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis? Rav Nachman already brought yesterday a Mishnah as his makor, and we had a back and forth as to whether it was a conclusive raya or not. And now Rav Sheshis says, I have a strong raya. And this raya that Rav Sheshis brings is so strong that Barry already said the raya yesterday. What's the raya? If you remember when we spoke about the pious, how does the pious begin? We tell all the Kohanim, stand in a circle, a room in a room, and go and stick out one finger, two fingers, choyla, gesunta. And how do we know who is the first coin that we're going to start with? We take the first coin and we remove his mitz nefes, and he's going to be number one, and then we go around and around several times, like Rashi explained in the Mishnah. Now, if the coin is wearing a mitz nefes, by definition, that means he's wearing the big day kahuna. Says Rav Sheshis, oh, I have a raya, it's big day kodesh. Amr Rav Sheshis, mino aminullah, deciding within the braisa. 10 lines from the top. Lishkas agozes kimin basilki gedoy lehoisa. The Lishkas Agozes is the place, we've had this of course before, that's where the Sanhedrin used to sit when they had to go Midan Dine Torah, including as to the qualifications of individual Kohanim, whether they're qualified to be Kohanim or not. The Lishkas Agozes was a very large, very beautiful structure. It was built like a basilki, like a basilica. Basilica means that it had very, very tall ceilings, a tall roof, like a tower, and it was really very pretty. And every day they had the pious there. What did the Sanhedrin do? Presumably it was large enough, the Sanhedrin sitting in one spot, and the pious going on in another spot. So what happened? Hoysa pious. So Hoysa pious ben Mizracha, v'zokin yoyshe ben Marofa. The pious actually took place in the Mizrach side, the eastern side of the Lishkas Hakozes, and there was a Zokin who was sitting there on the Marova on the western side. Who was this Zokin? Rashi says he was a Zokin of the Bezdin who was in charge of the pious. He was not the actual Mamuna that went and did the counting. However, he was there to presumably make sure that everything was done properly. He was not, if you will, like a Mashkiach Tmidi. just to be on top of everything. So he was sitting on the Marava on the western side. And the Kahanim was standing in a circle like a Becholir. You'll recall we had this interesting, unique word Becholir back in Masechtas Shkalim. Where did we have it over there? Where the Gemara was talking about that there were 13 pushkis, 13 shayfarois, and they found some money in between the Taklin Charetin, the new Shkalim, and between the Nedova. And the Gemara said, how is that possible? After all, Taklin Charetin, that was the first of the 13 shayfarois. The Nedova were the last six, so you shouldn't find it between the first and the 13. How could that be? And the Gemara says, talking about that all those pushkis, all those shayfarois, were assembled in the form of a circle. So then number 1 and number 13 are next to each other. So the money on the floor could have fallen from number 1 or number 13. So here too we have all the Kahanim standing in a circle, one next to each other. And the person who was in charge of actually administering this particular pious, he came on the scene. So now you see the raya that we spoke about before, that we remove the mitznefes from one of the Kahanim standing in this circle. Somebody please mute yourselves because we hear noise in the background. So continuing on, the Mamuna Ba, the Noikum Mitznef Meroish, he takes off the Mitznefes, Shal Echem Head of one of them, the Yoidin, and now everybody knows, Shemim Menu Pius Maschil, that the pious begins with him. In other words, that Koyin, Rabyanka Fakoyin, they removed his Mitznefes, he was number one, and then they counted the entire circle several times. Remember, Rashi and the Mishnah said they would take a very large number, 60 or 100, so if there were 20, 30, 40 Kahanim, it would go around at least two or three times until the pious would land on number 60 or number 100 or whatever the number was that was chosen initially. So, he took off the mitznefes, the yodim should be men of pious maskal, we start from him. So this is now the end of the price. If you're telling me that all the Kahanim were in big dechol, like Rav Nachman learned, Mitznefes b'big dechol niyika. Whoever heard of a person wearing a mitznefes b'big dechol? If he wanted to tell us he removed his headgear, it would say he took off his sudor, he took off his koiva, but it wouldn't go and say that they took off the mitznefes. Mitznefes, by definition, is one of the big dekuna. Is a clear cut raya, says Rav Sheshi, that they were wearing big day kahuna, big day koidesh. Everything more, no, nishka raya. It could be you could have a mitznefes b'big dechol. How is that possible? Kedatani Rav Yehuda, we say Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Again, we had this in Masechta Shkolim. The koyin she'osas aloi imoy kisoynis oivid ba avoidas yochid. A kisoynis where his mother made for him the kisoynis. She wove it together and put it together like all the dimensions, all the requirements of the big dekona. Then he, the koyin, is allowed to go and use it for avoidas yochid. What does that mean? He can use it for avoidas yachid. Rashi here is silent, but the good news is that this is a memra that we're going to have in Mi'at Hashem in another 10 days on Daf Lamed Hey Omid Beis. And Rashi gives a case of an avoidas yachid. If you want to turn quickly to Lamed Hey Omid Beis, you'll see the Rashi in Mi'at Hashem. Rashi's about halfway down the Amud, almost halfway. Rashi says, Avoidas Yochid, Hoitzoas Kaf Umachto, She'ena Tzricha Letzibur, El Lefisha Mutelis Olav, Lefanis Esam Malkoim, Leficha Koydrilo Avoidas Yochid. A very interesting interpretation. Based on Rashi, it sounds like there's only one Avoidas Yochid throughout the year. But nevertheless, what does it say? That the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he had to remove the Kafu Machta. This was no longer necessary for the Tzibur because they got their Kapara as a result of all the Kavanas and the Ketoiris and the Sar Lashem and Sar Lazozel and the Azois. So as far as the Tzibur is concerned, theoretically you could leave the Kafu Machta in the Kodesh Kadoshim. El Lefisha Mutelis Allah, but it's his job. Lefanis is a Makam, that's number 5 of the 5 times that he puts on changes from one set of begotten to the other, and now he's finally completing the avoida that day. That's why he gives it the name Kirila Avoidas Yard. Now, what our Gemara leaves out, but what that Gemara continues, and that's the next Rashi, Ulbulvad Shim Serena Litzibur. So if you have a lovely, wonderful Jewish mother who went and made a ksoinis for her son, the son can use it for Avoidas Yachid, but Ulbulvad Shim Serena Litzibur. What does that mean? Says Rashi, to soif soif ma'avoidas tzibur hu, kach nir ve'enet. What does that mean? That the mother says, the kaboyim of the Truma Salishka say, yeah, but all the big day kodesh have to come from the tzibur. It can't come from yechidim. So the mother says, well, I'm happy to go and hand over and transfer and assign this ksoinis to the tzibur that it belongs now to the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't belong to my son. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, fine. And then Pinchas HaMalbish, whoever is in charge, takes it and says, thank you, that's very, very nice. Gives her a nice plaque, a nice charitable receipt. And then after that, he could theoretically give it to any one of the Kahanim. Or if he wants to, he says, you know what? Since your son is here, I'm going to let him wear it so he'll be proud and you'll be proud that you made such a beautiful ksoinis for the Beis HaMikdash. Aha. So, getting back to our Gemara now. So we find that there was this type of action where a mother would go and make a private ksoinis, donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then the son would be able to go and use it for the Avodah. So although Rashi doesn't explain it in full detail, it apparently, the way Rav Nachman is learning, she did not hand it over yet to the Mamuna, to Pinchas HaMalbish, and say, I'm giving it to the Tzibur, but rather we're doing kind of a practice run, a rehearsal, and she gave her son this ksoinis to go and wear. So it looks like a ksoinis, it acts like a ksoinis, it smells like a ksoinis. In every respect, it's a ksoinis, except for the fact that it's not considered to be Big Day Kodesh yet, according to this Gemara. And that's why Rav Nachman says, yes, he was wearing not only the ksoinis, but he was also wearing the mitznefes, that's the focus. Maybe it was only the mitznefes and not the others. But the point is, it's still deemed to be Big Day Chol because it's in this transition, Bein HaShmoshes period, before the mother actually hands it over full dinim to the Mamuna of the Truma Salishka and Mamuna over all the Begodim. So it's still considered to be, if you will, a Big Day Chol, even though it looks like Big Day Kodesh, and that's the Mitznefes that was removed by the Mamuna.
The pious was every day with all the Kohanim, mm-hmm. and throughout the year, all the Kohanim who worked in the Beis HaMikdash participated. This seems so infrequent mm-hmm. that a mother should make a ksonis for her son in case he's a kohen gadol and he has to do the avodas yachid, the siluk mm-hmm. of the kafen machta, mm-hmm. and we're saying this was the reason why that all these mothers were making all these big day lavan for all their sons and all of them were given over. This seems so unlikely. It seems so remote to me.
Okay, so I hear you loud and clear. So now, although Rashi on Lamed Hey gives the case of the Kafu Machta, presumably we're not just, that's not the only case, presumably there are more cases, and that was just an example. Because in fact, if that's the only case, you're right. How often are you going to have that situation? Because the ksoinis is being made for the kohen gadol. Yeah, and according to Reb Doisa, yes, you'd be able to go and use it afterwards for the yechidim, for right. kohen hedged.
It'd already be inaugurated as Big Day Kodesh at that point anyway.
Exactly. So by that time, it would already be Big Day Kodesh, and you couldn't be talking about this case. Right. So this sounds somewhat of a remote case. But all Rav Nachman is trying to say is, Reb Doisa, you don't have a 100% clincher from this brisa that we're talking about Big Day Kodesh. It could be a mitznefes that was technically Big Day Chol because it wasn't handed over yet fully to the Beis HaMikdash.
But the infrequency of a coin going and running up in even though he lost the pious is also very infrequent.
That's why Rav Sheshes holds his view, and that's why Rav Nachman holds his view. That's why there's a machlokes. I agree. Anyway, but as a kumtois, you could have a theoretical mitznefes that is in the transition period, and therefore it's still Big Day Chol. All of that is fascinating. We've now concluded the Machlokes of Nachman Rav Sheshes, but since we started talking about this beautiful basilica known as the Lishkas HaGozes, we're going to talk about this a little bit more. And Zok Yetz Digimoro Omer Abayin. Shema Amina, that's what we're hoping, right? Omer Abayin. Shema Amina, Lishkas HaGozes, Chetzi Bakoydish, Chetzi Bakoydish. The Lishkas HaGozes half of it was on the Kodesh side, half of it was on the Chol side. Now, how could it be that half is Kodesh and half is Chol? And as the Gemara is going to say towards the end, right before the Mishnah, and we've had this, of course, before, what determines whether a Lishka is considered to be Kodesh or Chol? It's not its physical location, but rather where the Pesach is open to. If the doorway is open to the Azara, even though the physical location of the Lishka is Bechel, Bechel meaning outside the four walls of the Azara, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, nevertheless it's Kodesh because the Pesach into the Lishka is from the Kodesh, from the Azara. On the other hand, if the Pesach happens to be from the Chel, from the outside, even though the Lishka geographically is located within the four walls of the Azara, it would have a din of Chol because the Pesach goes to and from Chol. So how could you have a Lishka Segozes Chetzi B'Kodesh V'Chetzi B'Chol? Because there were two Psachim, one on one side and one on the other side. And therefore the one that's on the northern side, presumably that would be the Chol, and the one that's on the southern side would be the Kodesh. Fine, and the Gemara goes now and basically goes through these rules and regulations. So Gemara, how do I know it's half and half? If it's totally Bakoidish, Zakin Yeshiv ben Marava, how is that possible that the Zakin the Mashgiach is sitting there on the Marav? He's sitting. He's based on Bilvad. The only ones that are allowed to sit in the Azara are the Malchis based of it. Now you're saying to yourself, what happens every time that the Kohanim have to go and eat on a daily basis the Karm Chatos and the Karban Asham, which is only for the Kohanim, and that has to be in Bazara? Does that mean that they're standing the whole time while they're eating? It's not healthy. After all the mummies say that means all the food is going to go down to the legs, and that's not a nice thing. So Tosis tells us when it comes to eating, there is an exception to the rule. That in fact, when the Kohanim ate their seudos in the Azara, they were able to sit down.
On what?
On, presumably on chairs.
What do you mean? You tell me they brought chairs into the Azara?
Tosis does not tell us exactly, but in the next edition of the article, there are going to be pictures of the chairs that they brought in to sit down and when they ate.
So this question, I'm serious, this question was raised, and I didn't know the answer. Either.
Okay, and the answer.
And I think the answer is referring to the Itztabos. The Itztabos that lined the side of the Azara. Not likely that they brought chairs into the base, into the Mekaymas of Shechita, right?
Probably not. They were, of course, it's the boys, as you say, in the Beis Hamikdash, where they were able to warm up their bodies. So maybe, in fact,
they mean inside that the Beis Hamikdash was chayil also, right?
Beis Hamikdash was presumably chayil.
They slept there.
Yes, and then you wouldn't be able to eat there. So what? It's the boys that they have inside the Azara where they stood on Yom Kippur, so that not Yom Kippur, Erev Pesach.
The lulav or our
sukkahs. Yeah, exactly. Okay,
chayil. That's what it means.
You got my vote. Anyway, how do we know that they were able to sit down when they were eating? So they have this fairly lengthy Tosis. Tosis says two reasons, but the second reason is because it says in the Pasuk that these karbonis are lemashcha, and lemashcha, the Gemara always dies in the derech gedula. So that's, if we have kings who are sitting at a royal banquet, can you imagine everybody has to stand? Nobody can sit down. It would not look very appetizing. So therefore, lemashcha means that they can all sit down. As a Zokta Tesis, and we get back to the Gemara. So now, this is Zokta Yishim. By the way, this also answers your question that you asked a couple of weeks ago, or a week ago, when we had in the Gemara about the Lishka Sagazes, that that's where the Sanhedrin sat, and you asked, how could the Sanhedrin sit down?
Right.
So they're sitting on the side of the Choyl in the Lishka Sagazes, just like this Zokta Yishim Arava is sitting in the Choyl. So too, the Sanhedrin, when they sat, they were sitting in the Choyl. Zokta Gemara, Nochamon. Is Isol Kedai to Kulu Bakoidish, Zokin Yeshma Rava, how could that be? I will marmari, Shiba Zor, Mechavidom Bilvavad. Isol Kedai to Kulu Bakoid, you're going to tell me that the entire Lishka Zaz was Choyl, is Pais Mizracha. You're telling me the Pais was on the Mizrach side? For Be'inan, didn't we say yesterday that the reason why they had multiple Paises every day is because we wanted the Azura to be full of excitement? For Be'inan, basically, Kin Halach Berogash. And if you're talking about it's Bechoil, it's not the base Elikim. It'll be the base Chel. It'll be in a base Chol. But it's not going to be in the holy base Elikim, not the Berogash. Veleka. By the way, if they're already making the pious the Beis Elikim, why do they do it in the Lishkas HaGozes, which is half Kodesh and half Chol? Why do they do it in the Azara itself? That's a really Beis Elikim, the Aleph Barogish. So the Banam Toysis asks a kasha, and Banam Toysis gives two very interesting reasons. He says, number one, since one of the Kahanim has to remove his mitznefes, he's going to be bareheaded. Maybe he's going to be wearing a yarmulke, maybe not. I don't know. We don't have a picture. He's not doing the avoda now. He's just standing there for purposes of the pious. And once we take off the mitznefes, there's no longer going to be any chatzitza if he puts a yarmulke on, or a sudr, or whatever. But nevertheless, says, Toysis is gnai lamoid beloy mitznefes ba'azorah. The covered azorah demands that you got to go and wear a head covering to go and stand without a mitznefes. It's pasnish. Therefore, cannot be in the azorah. But the second reason for Toysis is, also a very beautiful reason, all Toysis are beautiful, all the kahanim are standing there in a circle, so by definition, their backs are to something. To the Tzofin, to the Dorim, to the Mizrach, to the Marv. Those that are standing with their backs towards the Heichal Hashem will be Achoireyem El Heichal Hashem. And we know from another Gemara, from Psukim in Tanakh, that they were sinners, unfortunately, that especially were Achoireyem El Heichal Hashem, Rachman al Islam. Anyway, so they didn't want that to happen, and that's why he was up there.
Isn't the answer, Pasha, that if you do the Zakam Zeshim Marav, so it has to be Chatzib Bechayel. The only way to do this couldn't be Nizar, it has to be Lishkaz, which is half and half. Why isn't that the reason?
So the question is, why did the Zaken have to go and sit down? He could have stood up. In other words, if they were going to move it all to the Azara.
Yoshev is not a, did he have to sit? It was a Metzias because it was Chetzi Bechayel.
Exactly. And it's easier for him. And
he's a Zaken.
Exactly. It's a Zaken. He doesn't have to sit.
That's a Kiddush. But I guess it's that's
more. If you move it to Azara, you get a younger Zaken. You get a...
Okay, but Kitzur, you're saying the vert is that it's not a Mechayim that he sits. That part of the avoid, it worked out that way because it was Chetzim Mechayim.
So I would think. Exactly.
There's also the base of Parva, which was half and half, right?
Yeah, there were a number of such Lishachis. And I remember the full list at the moment, by the diagrams you get it.
But in the Chashadit, was there a line in the
There
middle?
Was Pispisim that was sticking out from the roof, showing where the Choyl ended and the Kodesh began. This doesn't mean such a sticking out.
Once you think the whole, in other words, that it was the whole room would be whole. In other words, it could be. But we're saying no, it's not.
There was a line of demarcation where they were able to tell that this is whole and this is kodesh.
Okay.
Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, and now the Halmanu Alishma Mino Chetzi Bakoidish Chetzi Bechayil. So Bob Bini Beis Rav Rochish Veleka Alishma Mino Chetzi Bakoidish. The Chetzi Bakoidish is going on the pious side where they do the pious. Had to be Baragish Beis Elikim. Chetzi Bechayil is where the Zakin sat. So to Avi Sol Gadaitach Pesach Echad Yesh Lo Upasuch Lakoidish. If there was only one Pesach, then Zakin Yesh Be Marava for Tanan. How could the Zakin sit by Marava? That would not be considered Choyl. If there's one Pesach Pesuch LaKodesh, then automatically Vatanan HaLishachas HaPenuyas B'Choyl U'Pesuchas LaKodesh Toichan Kodesh, even though the Lishka was built B'Choyl. If it's open to the Kodesh as a din of Kodesh, why is the Zaken sitting down? Muzlach sign that there was a Pesach B'Choyl. V'Yisal G'daitech the Pesuch L'Choyl, only one Pesach, only open L'Choyl. Pais b'mizrocha. How can you have a pais b'mizrocha since the pais has to be b'beis elikim? What then we learn b'nudus b'koidish psuchas l'choil. Even if the lishka is located b'koidish, if it's open to the choil, toichen choil. Elav shma mina shnei psochem oyelo. Echem psoch b'koidish v'echem psoch l'choil. There had to be two doorways. One door opened up to the choil. That was the choil side. One door opened up to the koidish. That was the koidish side. And therefore, everything was fine. Okay. Zuk to Mishnah. We started off the perek that was the pious rishon. The pious rishon was for what purpose? What was the purpose of the pious rishon? For the shumasa deshen. Exactly. But we also learned in the Mishnah how many pious were all together?
Four
pious. So what was pious number two? Unzer Mishnah, zok the Mishnah, ha pious hasheni. And now we're continuing on in the Seder Avoda, and we're talking now about the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar and all the affiliated and associated avoidas that took place at that time. Zok the Mishnah. First, mi shoichet, who is going to shecht, mi zoidek, who's going to do the zrika. Notice that between shechita and zrika, we're not designating who is going to win or lose the pious. Okay, before we continue on, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, the pious hasheni is going to decide the fate of 13 kohanim's avoida that morning. who is going to do the following 13 avodas, and we're going to choose 13 kehanim altogether. There will be a shaila in the Gemara. Does that mean there were 13 separate paisos at the same time? Or whether it was just one pious, and you had the first winner, and the second winner, and the backup, and the third winner, and the fourth winner? We're going to talk about that shortly in the Gemara. But suffice it to say, we're now choosing 13 kehanim to do the avodah that morning. Notice that the first one is, the first winner is going to be the Shochet, the second one is going to be the Zorek, and the Gemara, of course, is going to ask, what about who's going to be Mekabel the Dam and who's going to be Moiliches Adam? Don't we have to have a pious for that as well? Mitzvah, the Gemara will discuss that on the Amud Beis. Now, who's number three? Mi Medashin Mizbeach HaPanimi, who's going to remove the Deshin? Why would there be Deshin on the Mizbeach HaPanimi? You don't bring Karbanos on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Why would you think there would be Deshin on the Mizbeach HaPanimi? Reb Daniel, you know, why is there Deshin on the Mizbeach HaPanimi? Because what did you makter every single day on the Mizbeach HaPanimi? The Tyres. Exactly right. So there was always leftovers, embers and pieces and ash, whatever, from the Tyres, from the incense and from the charcoal that we put on it, and that had to be swept away every day. That was Koyin number three. Umi Medashin Es HaMenoira. Who's going to take out the residue from the Menoira, like we always call Meitiv Es HaMenoira, Meitiv Es HaNeirais? Who's going to get that job? Those were four jobs, if you will, which are preparatory, and now the next nine are all going to deal with after the shechita of the carbon and after the hefshet and nituach of the carbon tamid shoshachar, which means we've removed the skin, we've cut it into pieces. Who is going to take all of these pieces and take them to the mizbeach for them to be put on the marachas?
This is all pious hasheni.
This is all part and parcel of pious hasheni. That is correct. Now there are going to be nine people all together besides the first four. The first four was Shoichet, Zoyrik, Dishun, and Dishun. And now we go Umim Mal Evarim Lekevish. The following nine are going to bring up Evarim on the Kevish, meaning up the ramp. We're going to put it eventually on the marachas. Who are the nine? Harosh Haregel is one. Shtei Hayadayim is two. Ha'ukitz v'haregel is three. Ha'chozim v'hageira is four. Shtei Hadafanes is five. Kirbayim is six. Soilis is seven. Chavitin is eight. V'hayayin is nine. Together with the first four, 4 plus 9 is 13. Shloisha osa kehanim zochu by 13 altogether. Okay, now we went through them fairly quickly. Haroish v'haregel, the Roish of course is the head. The regel means the hind leg, one of the two hind legs, and in particular, the right hind leg. Ushtei ha'yadayim, now we're talking about the two front legs. Then the ukitz is the zonav in back. V'haregel, and that is the second hind leg, meaning the left hind leg, goes together with the ukitz, with the zonav. Then v'achozav ha'gera, the choza means the chest area, where there's a lot of fat. The hagera is referring to the throat area, which attached to the gera, explains Rashi. You had the kone and the kovet and the lave, etc., all extending. You had the food pipe and the windpipe. All of that went together with the throat, as well as not only the pipes, but they attached to the other areas. For instance, the windpipe attached to the lungs, and the other pipe went to the heart, and this went to the food, to the jet, took out some of the stomachs. Anyway, there was a package deal. Ushtei adafanes are the two flankin on the two sides, the two walls. V'hakirbaim is referring to the intestines. V'hasoilis is referring to the soilis that was used for the minchas nesachim. V'hachavitim is the daily chavitim that the Kohen Gadol brought, machtzisa b'boikah, machtzisa b'arev. So that was now brought at this time. V'hayayin, and the wine that was used for the nisach ha-yayin. So you have altogether 13 kahanim, the first four and the other nine. Everybody agrees to the first four. As far as the other nine, we're going to see in the Amud Beis a four-way machloikis, exactly what the order was. Of course, everybody agrees that we had nine kehanim taking all of these things. Of the nine, six of them are taking the actual carbon itself, because three are taking the solus, chavitin, and the ayin. So you're breaking up all the evarim into six. One of them, Roish v'regel, second one, Shtei Yadayim, third one, Ukitz v'regel, fourth one, Chazu v'geira, fifth one, Shtei Tefanis, and the sixth one is the kirbayim. So we'll see in the Gemara that there's going to be a machloikis as to the order of these evarim. Mechem, stay tuned for the Amud Beis. And in fact, the first Mandi Yama that we can have now is Umar ben Azai, the Fnei Rabbi Kiva Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Derech Hiluchoi Hoya Karev, that when they brought in the Evarim and the Kehanim took the Evarim to the Kevesh, they did it Derech Hiluchoi. What means Derech Hiluchoi? Says Rashi, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, Kederech Hiluchoi Bechayov, Kama, Hoya Karev Atomid. The way the animal walks when it was alive, meaning you look at an animal and see how he walks. So the right leg is the first one that goes, and the second one is the left leg, etc. We'll see Mitchum in the Gemara exactly how that all fits together, the Derech Hiluch. But it's different than the Tanakama. Yes.
Not any answer. Please.
Good. So Timar, Ibailo. We said in the Mishnah that there was a second pious, and the second, and as well, we said that there are 13 Kehanim won the second pious. And if we already said in the Mishnah, the Shail of the Gemara, Ibailo Kishain Mafaisin, Lavoida Achas Mafaisin, do they do one pious for the main Avoida, which would be the first one, the Mishaychit, and then all the others just follow in place? Now, how do they follow in place? What do you mean by that? So let's look at the first Rashi right after the Mishnah. Zok Rashi, Lavoid Achet Mafaisi Gigoyim. Mishoichet. The first one is the Mishoichet one. Ul Kishies Yiske, Mishazoch Lishchita. When he is number 100 or 60 or whatever, he is the winning number, we would designate him for the Shechita. Shuvain Pais, the Shariyat Beis Avoidus. The other 12 don't need to do a Pais. And the rather kehanim shemukofen liyaminoi nimshach and achrav kifis seder mishnah seinu, meaning all the back of kehanim right in back of him to the right, and I'm assuming that those are, for instance, the winner was number 100, then number 99 would be the first backup, and number 98 would be the second backup, and you go liyaminoi, you go another 12 kehanim till number 88 or 89, and all of those are the backup winners, and that's the order. Kafi Seder Mishnah Seinu, Sheini Lizrika, the first, the real winner, if you will, is the Miha Shochet, and the second one, the backup, was the second one, Lizrika, the third one was Dishna Mizbech Abnimi, Rafi with the Menoyer, Vachin Kulan, and so on and so forth, all the 13. So they only had to do one pious, and by definition, whoever won, won, and the other 12 immediately behind him, they were the backup winners, and they had the follow up 12 avoidas listed in the Mishnah. Oy, don't we go back to the Gemara? No, maybe the chol avoid of avoid him afaisin. What does that mean, bottom Rashi? Oy, Dilma, how you choisin umaitin at what you're saying, leminyan, vazoiche, zoiche. Then, in fact, the second pious had 13 mini paisin. First, we did a pious for Shoichet. Okay, Shoichet, you won, goes to the side. Now we do a new pious for the Zoichet. Whoever wins, wins. Go to the side. Now do another pious. We did 13 times altogether. So, does the Gemara Shaila, was it just one pious with 13 winners, or with 13 separate pious? Toshima, since we learned in the first Mishnah, Arba Paisis HaYisham, that there were four, Viso Kedayt L'chol Avoid Dehin B'Faisim, if you're going to tell me each time that there are multiple, like we had in our Mishnah, 13, is Tuva, but you have much more than four. You'd have, 16, at the very least,
16.
At least, when we still have to have the other Paisis, number 3 and number 4. And yet, we'll learn about that tomorrow. As Dr. Yomar says, much more than four, Amra Nachma Yitzinish Kekash. Hachi Karma, when we say Arba Paisis, we don't mean Arba Paisis. It could mean Arba pa'omim nichnasim lehafiz, that there are four times during the day when they gather together for purposes of the pious. One at 4 o'clock in the morning when they had the Truma Sedeshin, and then the next one presumably around 6-7 o'clock when they're getting ready for all of these avoidas, and then another one probably at 9 or 10 o'clock, another one 12, whatever it is. So four times during the day. But l'chol chad v'chada, you bought two of the pious. But it could be that each one individually had multiple pious, like in our Mishnah, that they had 13, and they didn't just have one for pious number. So the Baal, we don't have a raya yet. So Toshima, let's try to bring another raya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yehoye pious lemachto, ela koyin shezocha biktoiris, oyim lezeh she'imoy zachei imi b'machto. What is the machto all about? We know that Ktoiris was a very, very desirable pious every single day, a desirable avoider. Everybody wanted to be able to go and bring the Ktoiris, because as we'll learn tomorrow, it says in the Pasuk, Yasimu Ktoiris bi'apecha, v'chol al mizbechecha, borech Hashem chaylo yufoil yodav tirtza. And from this we learn that it's a segula of Ashiris to go and bring the Ktoiris. Thank you. Now, and based on that, it says in the in Poskim, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that it's also a segula to be a sandik by a bris. Yeah, that's very important. It's something by Bris. It's also Grace's school of Ashirs. Anyway, so it says in what?
Yes. Reuven said.
Yes, let's hear.
He says, you heard that
he never saw his kaim. This is already brought in before. It's already brought in the Noisa Kalim of Shulchan Aruch that you have many Sunday koyis over the years and they haven't been zochi yet. So Reb Chaim Kreisvitz Chana Brucha said that's because they only do something to Miyushev. You have to do something to Miyushev and the Ma'umin. If you do those two together, then in fact, whenever they were Mechabit him Sunday koyis, he always asked for both. But anyway,
what does that mean? One standing, one sitting?
Yeah, the something to Ma'umin means that when they say the brachas and the Kriyas Hashem, then somebody holds onto the baby. So at many brisim, they just simply say Mechabit brachas, Mechabit be'amida. Other places they say sandik mit the mechubin mit sandik meumid, the one that holds the baby at the time of the bracha and the kriyas Hashem. Anyway, regardless, getting back to our Gemara, the point is that everybody wanted to be victorious, and so this was another pious that's going to be the pious hashlishi, which we're going to learn in Mir Hashem in the next Mishnah. Now, when you're taking the ketores, you're taking ketores into the Heichel, and you're going to be burning it on the
Mizbech Hazor,
the inner Mizbech. And that's why you had to do the Dishon Mizbech HaPanimi, like the Neil told us about earlier on. Remember, you told us you have to remove the Dishon because of the Ketores. Good. So now, you cannot go and burn Ketores on its own. You have to bring coals. And there was no coals burning full-time on the Mizbech HaPanimi, only on the Mizbech HaChitzon. There were multiple Ma'arochos on the Mizbech HaChitzon, and one of the Ma'arochos was the coals for purposes of the Ketores. Good. So, someone has to go and take the machta and pick up the coals and all the rest. So, the Kohen who does the Ketores says to his chaver next to him, he says, Yanko, I just won the Ketores. He says, you know, I know you're very disappointed and all the rest. But, Sachin mi b'machta, please bring in the machta, and hopefully the school of Ashiras will also apply to you and not only to me. And he was delighted to be part of this potential school of Ashiras. Fine. So, Lechayr, what do I see from this? I see from this, Lechayr, like the first tzad of our Iboya, that you only have one Kohen that wins Shechita, and then automatically the next 12 by the, it's a domino effect. You're going to have the Zrikan, you're going to have the Dishon, you're going to have the Dishon, and he's going to have the Rosh Varegel, and so on and so forth, like we had in our Mishnah. So we can be poached our Shaydan. Look, you might not nishkarai. Shani machta, uk toiris, the chod avoidehi. The inyir of machta and toiris is basically one avoide. It's all for purposes of burning the toiris there on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. So one does a machta and toiris, but it's all a package deal. So there it makes sense to go and say that the Kohen says to the guy next to him, please, you'll join me and you'll help me out. However, here, these are all separate avoidas. One is doing a shrita, one is doing a zrika, one is doing addition, different avoidas. Very logical to say in our Mishnah that the 13 mini pices. Ikri Ami, there's another pshat, another version, that they wanted to go and bring a raya faket. That over there, in the case of the ketores, he said to his chaber, go and join me and bring in the machta. It's one tak avoidah. But shar avoidahs would require a separate pious because they are separate avoidahs. So the choira, I can be poished from this price if I can't. Then in a chanami, you have to have 13 mini pious because each one is a separate avoidah.
I understand that you would have the chavitin and the mincha and everything, but when you're topping up the price of the animal, is each one a separate avoda b'fnei atzmo? You can't bring up the head of the animal and not bring up the oketz and the regal, the yamanis.
They're already cut up into pieces.
But each one is a separate avoda. If we're bringing up the animal if Hector halam pedarim, it's a package thing. You're tossing the whole animal on the mizbeach. It's not a separate avoda like pouring the wine or the mincha or something.
Oh, you're saying that just like macht and ketores.
It's a package.
Yeah, I hear you. But remember, at least the first four are totally unrelated.
Right.
You have
right.
One is shrita, one is a zrika, and the other one happens to be a dishon mizbeach hapnimin. There's a dishon hamenorah.
Right.
These are all separate avodas. So presumably, what the Gemara means to say is, since the first four are all separate, and therefore you'd have to have four separate pices, assuming that you're doing separate pices,
it
just keeps rolling. Exactly. So anyway, ikad yami davka machta uktoiris, they want to be pushed the other way around, the dir chod avoidi, avashar avoidi boi pais. Says, what? You can't be poishes. Why not? Because macht is frichale. Macht is a chidush. So since only one person gets the ketores every day, after all, pious hasheni, you have 13 winners. Here, the pious shlish, you only have one winner, and it's not shchiach. It's only one time there. Two ketores in a day, but the point is not as shchiach as all the kabbonis. From Rashi is mashma that they had separate pious, not only for the tmidim but for other kabbonis as well. And so therefore, the multiple kabbonis every day. So you have multiple pious. Mashenkin is only the ketores in the morning, the ketores in the afternoon. So it wasn't so shchiach. Asra, and since we know there's an inyan of ashiras as skula, is not kin lo pais b'fnei atzma. Because of that, I might have thought that by the machta we should in fact make a separate pais, because the machta apparently also has this skula of being ma'asher, since it's part and parcel of the ketores or service. Because you can't go and do the ketores without having the machta and the gecholim. So maybe we should make a pious with the atzma for the machta alone. Kamash malon, no. That's the chiddush over there, that you do put them two together. So really, the emerson, all the pious are together. So if they're all together as just one pious, so why are we singling out and saying that the ketores winner told his chaver, join me in the machta? Because there I would have thought, fakert, that we should have a separate pious for the machta. Because just like everybody wants to have the schus of the ketores, everybody wants the schus of the machta, at least as a backup, because it's as close as possible as I can get to Ashiris. Is Kamash, well, no. That, in fact, over there, they did not have a separate pious, but it was a package deal together with the Torah's person.
Let's combine with the Ashiris facet, the Hargish Chazara, when the commotion in Chazara, more popular, makes it
More exciting, 100%.
Yep. Why not an issue here also? Why can't you don't do it? The character should do it.
There was. He didn't have for a Mach to be in for Torah's.
I have more pious, more than Mariah. Why only four? Make that beautiful girl popular. It's labor that gets.
Well, I mean, according to this, then in theory, when there was one chance, is that you have 13 pisces for the second pisces all along. That's the meaning that each one's ever.
The Gemara said yesterday, the Gemara asked, why there are four pisces? Why not just have them all done at one time in the morning, right? 4 o'clock, everybody's up. Not only do the Truma Sedeshin, tell everybody, be here at four, because we're going to decide who's going to be the Truma Sedeshin. We're going to decide who's going to be the Shoichet, and the Zoyrik, and the Medashin, and the Medashin, and all the Eivorim. We're going to decide in the Ketores. Let's do it all at one time. Save time, economy. Let's do it all. Says, you want to know, Basil Kim, Nalek, but Rogish want to be a lot of excitement. So that's why 4 times during the day, we make it a. The boys say, come, Kehanim, and the Kehanim start running from Tzofen and Dorim, from Mizrach and Marav, everybody's running together to get Lishkos HaGozes, and blah, 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 excitement. But you're saying that in Lishkos HaGozes itself, we should increase the excitement by having separate Pisces. Apparently, the Mora holds that doesn't do it. It's the people running from all directions and the announcement, and everybody's coming.
Now, you said if you do 4 times, it's meaningful. But if you do it more, so many times, people will become indifferent to it. Mm-hmm. People say, you know what? I want to eat the achatas before it gets cold. You know,
Right. So now we're going to have a braisa which is directly on point. The Tani Rav Chiya loy lekol avoyde v'avoyde mafaisin. There wasn't separate paisas for each one. Elakoyin shezachu b'tamid. That's very simple, directly on the spot, very, on the point.
Very efficient.
Very efficient.
One person wins, and automatically, whoever lines up with him, they mikishlap.
Exactly. All the people who are following him, you have the first one, and all the followers after that, the next 12. Shema mina, clear cut right. And the same thing applies Monday also to the Ketores and to the Machta. They didn't overexcite the people by doing numerous pious, one pious and 13 winners. Okay, Pais Hasheni. Now remember, we said that the first one was the Shoichet and the second one was the Zoyrik, and we already mentioned, we noted the fact that in between Shchit and Zrika, you got two more. You got Kabbalah Sadam and Hailocha Sadam. Who does the Kabbalah Sadam and Hailocha Sadam? Zokti Imari Boilumi Mekabel, Shoichet Mekabel. The Amr Zayrik Mekabel Agav Chibus Eilem Mekabel Leve Kulidam. Oy Dem Zayrik Mekabel. The Amr Shoichet Mekabel Zim Nechachet Zor. So the Gemara assumes that just like the Shechita and the Zrika were deserving of a pious, and you couldn't just pick just anybody, so presumably whoever does the Shechita and whoever does the Zrika will also have the job of Kabbalah Sadam and Hoylocha Sadam. And therefore the Gemara Shaila is, does the Shechita include the Kabbalah and the Halacha, or does the Zrika include the Kabbalah and the Halacha? Now, for the Zoyrik to be Mekabel is much, much easier than for the Shoicha to be Mekabel. Because if the Shoicha is Shechting, how is he going to be Mekabel the Dam at the same time?
The Kohen
Gadol does that on Yom Kippur. And how does he do both?
Simonim.
And then the Meirat. Beautiful.
It's a Kratz.
Reb Simcha, you do beautifully. Not only a Kratz, he has to do at least 51%. And then Meirat Kacha, somebody else finishes off. And then the Kohen can quickly, the Kohen Gadol can quickly do the Kabbalah Sadam. So the Gemara's Havamina is that maybe you do that throughout the year too. Not only on Yom Kippur, but maybe throughout the year. Theoretically, the Shoicher will do 51%, and then he'll say, Yankel, you finish it off, and he quickly takes the Mizrak, and he's Mekabel Lada. Lemaisa, the Gemara blives that that's not the case, it's the Zoyrik. But at least that's the Gemara's Havamina, and in that sense, to that degree, the Yom Kippur Avoida is different than the Avoida throughout the year, because you're right, throughout the year the Shoicher did the entire Shrita, and therefore he was not Mekabel Lada. But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol only did 51%, and then the Meirak finished it off, and then the Kohen Gadol at the same time did the Kabbalah Sadam. Okay. So, Iboilu, me Mekabel. Who is the Mekabel Adam? Is it the Sheikh and Mekabel? The Yamr, if you're going to tell me the Zoyrik is Mekabel, which I think would be more logical, but the problem is, Agav Chavivu say, Le Mekabel Le Kulei Dam. There's a mitzvah to Mekabel the entire blood, and even though for the Zrikas you don't need so much blood, but then you'll do Shefech the Shirayim, you'll pour it all out. How do I know that you need all the Dam? Because the Pasuk says, Let's call the Dam Yishpoich, you got to go and take all the Dam. If you're going to go and tell me that the Zorek, who is all excited to do the Zrika, why is he excited to do the Zrika? Because the Zrika is the Mechaper. That's the main Avoida, that's the Matir, the Mechaper. So the Zorek is delighted, he has this beautiful, great, ultimate Avoida. All the other Avoidas were Avoida Shiesh Achrei and Avoida. This is an Avoida Tama, and therefore it's a Chavivas. So the Zorek, in his excitement, in his euphoria, you know what might happen? Once he sees that the bucket is already half full, he's going to, I'm just shaking it, I got plenty over here for the Zrika. And he's going to run, and the blood is still flowing and still coming out. So that's a concern. Oy Dilma, maybe the Zorik Mekabel, the Amish Sheikh Mekabel is in the Shachet Zar. There's going to be a problem because sometimes, as we know, a Zor is kosher b'shchita, and even though they didn't like the idea of the Zor Shechting, that's why the pious Hasheni always started off with me Shochet, and the Zor was not standing there in the Buchler in the circle. So occasionally, I guess, if no Kahanim were available, no one knew how to Shecht, or they were all concerned, or whatever, yeah, so then they took a Zor. But Bederech Klal, it was always a Kain. So what happens, in fact, on those rare occasions when the Zohar does a Shechita? If you're going to tell me that he also does the Kabbalah Sadam, he can't do the Kabbalah Sadam. Chulila, Ezrach Basel, Ezrach Hazar. The only Avoid which is Kshayr Bazar is only the Shechita. All the rest have to be done by Kahana. So, Lechayr would make sense to go and say that the Zorik should be the Mekabel and not the Shechit. And therefore, we have two Tzedadim. Yes?
The question we have before. Only in Yom Kippur did we say the Olos Mishnayos.
Ultimately, yeah. That's the, because the Gemara is going to be poshit in another 3 seconds in Mi'etz Hashem, that throughout the year it was the Zorek that was Mekabel and not the Shoichet. But according to the Gemara's Havamina, the Shoichet throughout the year could do just like the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippur, that he would only do the Roiv of the Simonim, 51%, and then he would stop, rush to the Mizrak, and immediately Yankov HaKohen would finish off the rest of the Shechita, the other 49%.
It was such a separate, when the Gemara talks about the fact that the second person finishes the Avoda, mm-hmm. It implies that it was an unusual event.
Mm-hmm. It's only an unusual event because Lefi HaMaskana, we know that that's unusual. Mm-hmm. But the way you could learn it in the Havamina is that since we're going through all the Avoda Sayyim, we say the Kohen Shechs, the Kohen Gadol Shechs, every day a Kohen or a Zor, somebody Shechting, that's nothing special. So we're just going through the, you know, A to Z, through the whole Avoda from beginning to end. He also did the Karm Musaf, Shkoyach, every single Shabbos in Yom, we had the Karm Musaf. Yeah, but the Kohen Gadol is doing the Musaf, so we just go through it. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, let's try to be patient. Ben Katan, Ben Kotnu himself was a Kohen. In fact, he was a Kohen Godoil. He apparently also was a somewhat of a scientist or whatever.
An engineer,
even noch besser. So Ben Kotnu also Yud Beis Dad Likior, Kedei Sheiyu Yud Beis Echa B'Kehanim Wasukim Mitamim Mekachin Yedei Raglein B'Basachas. Ben Kotnu was able to come up with a special design to manufacture a kior that had 12 faucets, and all 12 faucets you could use simultaneously, and therefore all the 12 kohanim that won the 13 paisos all could wash their hands at the same time. And you're saying to yourself, how could 13 winners all go and wash their hands simultaneously from 12 dadim, from 12 faucets? L'chayr, it has to be that the 13th has to wait for someone to finish first. And the answer is no. Shechita did not require Kiddush Yadayim. Really? Shechita doesn't require Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? And the answer is, that's right. Because since a Zohar is able to do the Shechita, and the Zohar is not required to have Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, even if it's a Kohen who's doing the Shechita, he does not have to have Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim.
But didn't he have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at the beginning of the day anyway for any of what he do?
If he's only going to do Shechita that day, he doesn't have to have Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim.
And so the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was done post after the pious?
According to this, yes.
Because otherwise everyone
who else would do it.
Otherwise everyone would be kosher.
50 people.
Since you have 50 people sitting and standing in a circle, so then what's the Indian of having 12 dadim? Then you'd have to have 50. So apparently they only did it after they finished
walk into the
winners. Yes.
Without kishin,
I'm fine. Because the kiyur was after the mizbeach. It was between the mizbeach and the echal. So you didn't get to it right away. Remember, they're coming from the.
Can you walk into the
Hechal
without
Kishon Ram? Not the
Hechal,
you mean Tazor. By definition, you had to walk into the Azor without Kishon Ram, right?
Because that's where the Kiyah was.
Exactly.
Go all the way to the Mizbeach.
According to your Havaman, and the Kiyah should be outside the
Azor. By
the Shar Nikanar, when you're walking in.
Without Kishon Ram?
When you say Kodesh, you mean the Hechal?
Yes.
I am assuming not. But here we don't have that problem because here we're talking about
the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim.
To do Avodah, you have to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But to get into the Zohar,
even if you don't do Avodah,
in the Hechel.
Yes.
That could, in fact, I don't even think a Kohen is allowed to go into the Hechel unless he is the one that has been designated by the pious to do the Dishon Mizbeach HaPanimi, or the Dishon HaMenorah, or the Hadlokas HaMenorah, or the Haktoris Haktoris.
Just can't walk in the
stuff. That's correct.
No touring.
Exactly. Anyway, so the Gemara is a touch of my cotton, also you'd base that. The Kiyar Kadesh Yu, you'd base like Ech, Mechanim, Asukim, Atom, Mekachi, Neim, Raglein, Vabasachas. Okay, so that's fine. Since the Shoichet guy, the Shoichet winner, doesn't need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, so the other 12, that works perfectly. But says Gemara, V'Yisol Kadaitach, Shoichet is also the Mekabel, so then he has to go and do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, not because the Shechita, but because of the Kabbalah. So then on a daily basis, if the Shoichet is the Mekabel, please have it. Ben Cotton messed up. Why do you only put on 12 voices? You should put on 13 voices. Elav Shmami, the Zurich is the Mekabel Shmami. No, so he never had that problem. The Shoichet was always exempt from Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and the Zurich was also the Mekabel, so then fine. Presumably he was also the Moilech, the Gemara doesn't go into it. Presumably he was also the Moilech as well, and so therefore.
It's not Makav because you could do the Shechita my next
time. That's going to Reb Shimon, it's not Makav, it's Ailocha, it's an Avoid Shein Esricha. Okay, we'll make sure we get to Zvachim and learn more about that. So Zurich, Mekabel Shmami, no, so bottom line is, Taka the Shoichet checked it in its entirety from beginning to end. He had nothing to do with the Kabbalah. Rather, another Kohen had the Kabbalah Saddam. Presumably he was the Moilech Saddam. He was the Zoyika Saddam. And that was all fine. And that's why Yom Kippur Taka is special. Because there the Kohen Gadol did have to do the Shechita and the Kabbalah. So he only did 51%, as we said before. Good. Omer Bacham Reader of Leravashi. Afanan and Tanina have another riot. It says, Shochar HaShoichet V'Kibbal HaMekabel U'Boloi Lizroig. Again, we're going through the Avodah. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Tomid, and it says that after they won the Paisis, Shochet HaShoichet, the Shoichet Shechted, and the Kibbalah Mekabel, and the Mekabel was Mekabel Adam, Uboli Lizrik, and then he went to go and do the Zrika. So you see very clearly, it wasn't the Shoichet that was Mekabel, Shochet HaShoichet, the Kibbalah Mekabel, and Uboli Lizrik, and the Mekabel now that has the blood, he's going to be Zrik Shemamina. So you see on the surface that this is the case that the Shoichet was not the Mekabel, but the Mekabel and the Zorek that was one and the same. Shmamina. Back in the Mishnah, we said at the very end that the six Kohanim that were Zoche in the Evarim, they did it according to Ben Azay Derech Hiluchai. Tanur Rabbanan, what's Derech Hiluchai? Ketzat. So from here to the bottom of the Amid, we're going to have four different orders. As Rashi explains, every one of them agrees to the basics, meaning that after the Shechita was over, we took over the korban, which was now Geshochten, we took it to the base of Mitbachayim, we hung them from the Nanosim, we had to go and take off the hide, we had to go and take them to base of Mitbachayim, and to go and wash them all off, and then somebody had to be Menateach, Benitach Uysel and Tzacheha, all of that everybody agrees to. The only disagreement is, now that it's finished, presumably they gave a clap on the beam and they said, okay, Rabbeisai, we are finished with cleaning out and preparing and cutting up the entire carbon tamid. Now the six kohanim that were zochet to go and take the evarim, please stand in line. And now the machloikis is which kohen got which pieces first, and therefore now went like a train from the basement b'chayim to the mizbeach to bring it up the kevish. So keitzad derech iluchay. What's the derech iluchay of the carbon? Harosh v'regel. As we'll see in Mi'at Hashem, all of the mandiyamrim hold that rosh v'regel goes first, regardless of the svaris. Why rosh v'regel go first? It will be based on psukim that we're going to have on the bottom of the omid in Mi'at Hashem. So according to Ben Azay, Derech Hiluchai, Harosh V'Regel is 1, Achoz V'Agir is 2, Shtei Yadayim is 3, Shtei Defanis is 4, Uketz V'Regel is 5. Now, if you go back to our Mishnah, just for a short moment, yeah, we had 6. If you go back to the Mishnah, you'll see in the Mishnah, we also had the 6 lined up with a different order. We had Rosh V'Regel, that's the same. Rosh V'Regel remained the same. But Shtei Yadayim, the Uketz V'Regel, Chaz v'geira, shtei defanois, and finally the kirbayim. Kirbayim means the intestines, the innards. So now going back to the derech iluchai, the rosh v'regel remains the same, but we didn't do after that. Didn't we have the mishnah shtei yadayim? No. According to this mandiyam, it's chaz v'geira, and then the shtei yadayim, and then the shtei defanois, uketz v'regel, and he conveniently leaves out the kirbayim. Presumably the kirbayim is the same for everybody. It's the last one.
Well, you have the rosh v'regel. The regel is way back.
Rosh V'Regel is always the first. We'll explain why Rosh V'Regel go together. That's going to be the bottom of the Gemara Mitzvah, bottom of the Oath. Okay, so that was the order according to Ben Asi. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, not Derech Hiluchah, but Derech Hefshetoy, in the same order that you do the Hefshet, Hefshet meaning that you remove the skin. How you carve? Keitzad. Keitzad Derech Hefshetoy. Harosh V'Regel. Again, that's always beginning. Now, Ha'ukit V'Horegel. In the Mishnah, we had after the Rosh V'Regel, we had the Shtei Yadayim. Then Reb the Ben Azay had said after Rosh V'Regel is a Chaz V'Geira. Now according to this man, they're Chefshit, the way you strip the animal of its hide, of its oil, of the skin. So then you have the Uketz V'Regel. Uketz means the Zonav in the back with the regel. Ushtei Defanis, the two flank and two sides. Shtei Hayadayim, the two front legs. A Chaz V'Geira, as we explained, the chest, a lot of schmaltz, a lot of fats over there. And the Geira is the throat and everything sticking out. It's not the throat, it's the neck. And you have the windpipe, and you have the food pipe, etc. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, Derech Nituchai, the way it was cut into slices, how you cut it. Ketzad Derech Nituchai, Harosh V'Regel, that's always first, and then Yishtei Hadayim, and then the Chaz V'Geira, and then Yishtei Defanais, V'Uketz V'Regel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Derech Iluyoi, how you cut it. What means Derech Iluyoi? Rashi says, Derech Meitiv Shaloi, U'mivchan Esachav. In other words, we're going to go and do it in the order where we human beings would consider these to be the best cuts. For instance, those of you that love rib steaks, that would be the best cut. And then shoulder steaks would be number 2. And then flanking would be number 3.
Kevin, so it would be lamb chops.
Okay, lamb chops, good. Fine, but you get the idea. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Oimer Derech Iluyoi, Karf. Kei to Derech Iluyoi. So what is that? Harosh V'Regel. That always goes first.
It's close, no?
I'm sorry?
It's not, obviously, it's more
closer. Rosh V'Regel, as we said initially, everybody holds Rosh V'Regel goes first. Yeah. Whether you hold Derech Hiluchai, Derech Hefshetoi, Derech Nituchai, Derech Iluyoi, Rosh V'Regel always goes first. Why? Based on Psukim, and we'll see Mitchum at the bottom of the Amid. And then after that goes the Choze V'Geira, that's Shmaltzis, presumably that's really Geshmak, Ushtei Advanis, V'Ukins V'Regel, Ushtei Hedai. Fine. On that final Mandi Omer that we just had now, we have the Shtei HaDefanos, Ha'ukitz HaRegel, Shtei HaYadayim, the Gemara asks, Mo'aksiv doesn't say in the Pasuk, Kol Neisach, toiv yerech v'kosef. Maybe it says yerech v'kosef. Yerech comes before kosef. The yerech means the thigh, and the kosef means the shoulder. So the thigh presumably is part of the shtei defanes, part of the two sides,
the flanking.
And then the kosef is presumably where you have the yadayim. That being the case, since it says over here yerech comes before kosef, not the shtei yadayim, it would go in the front regev with the kosef. Kosef is the it's be part of the chaze. The chaze is the chest in front, so therefore the shoulder would be attached to the chaze. So now we have over here the chaze v'gir go first, and then it says the shtei defanes go second. But it says kol neisach toiv, which means the nicest cuts are the yorech and then the kosef. So if that's the case, so then it should be the shtei defanes first and the chaza afterwards, not the chaza first and the shtei defanes second. So the chori is out of order. That pasuk is talking about an animal that was scrawny and skinny, and so therefore the chaza didn't have a lot of fats there. So that wasn't the mivchar. What was the mivchar? What was the neisach toiv? Rather, go and take the yerech first and then the kosef second, as opposed to the kosef first and the yerech second. Okay. Amar Rav, Bein Tana Didon Uvein Rabbi Yosi, the difference between our Tana and our Mishnah, and between Rabbi Yosi, Bas Iluya de Bisra Ozlinan. Remember, we just said according to Rabbi Yosi, that was the final Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so presumably that's what he means, that Rabbi Yosi, he had, in fact, two Rabbi Yosi. We had Rabbi Yosi at the beginning, which is Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafsa, as you say, Rabbi Yosi Omer Derech Avshetoi, and now we have again Rabbi Yosi Aglili. When the Gemara says now Rabbi Yosi, presumably he's referring to this Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because Rabbi Yosi says Derech Iluyoi, and what the Gemara is explaining now, Omer Rava, Bein Tana Didon, Bein Rabbi Yosi, is Basar Iluya de Bisra Azlinan. The question is, how do you define Iluya de Bisra? Normally we would define Ilui, Rashi said before, as the Meitav Shulai, that would be the Mivchar, the best, but it could be best in quality, and it could be best in quantity. Both of them agree, we want to put the best on the Mizbeach first. Mar Ozel Basar Ivra de Bisra. Rashi says Ivra means the quantity that you put on, and therefore the quantity, that's the large ones. What would be the large one in our case, according to our Tana? The one that has the largest amount of the basar, the biggest volume. Omar Ozel Basar Shamna de Bisra. That's why the beauty is you put on the chaz v'geira, because that has the schmaltz, that's shomei, that's schmaltzi, that's really geschmack. Nowadays, of course, people are a little bit adverse or averse to the schmaltz. That's because everybody's health conscious, etc. But in the good old times,
cholesterol,
people were not concerned about cholesterol.
They had, no. had a special
doctor. Right, because they ate so much meat.
They ate so much meat, mm-hmm. They suffered from
it. That's true, but it doesn't say about the dafka eating from the fats of the meat. They ate a lot of meat. Yeah. Anyway, Zog to Yimara. My timer, Salka. Okay, sure. Thank you. Frank Timor, yes. We, as Simcha pointed out about a minute ago, everybody agrees it's always the Roish and the Regev. As far as the Roish is concerned, we're going to bring a pasuk about that in another moment. But we want to know, why is the Roish accompanied by the Regev? What is so special about the Regev? My time, Salka Regev Bahadir Reisha. After Mumishim the Reisha, Nefishi Be At Samois. Karva Regel Bahadeh. The reason why we throw in the Regel together with the Roish is because the Roish is basically bones. There's very little flesh. Now, of course, we're talking about putting them on the Mizbeach. But what the Gemara is telling us is that when we put it on the Mizbeach, we give to Hashem, we want to give Him a beautiful portion, just like Lahavda we would give for Bnei Adam. And if you're going to give for Bnei Adam the Roish to go and feast on, there's not much to feast on. So therefore it's almost pasnish, you give the Rebbeinu Shalom the Roish. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're going to give you, that would be the last portion that we would give out at the table. Come on, there's nothing there, there's no meat there. So Avada, we want to go and accompany the Roish with something meaty. That's why we go and throw in the Regel together as a package deal together with the Roish. Roish, Regel, the Roish, and the Fish, tell me, Korva Regel Bate.
Is it the whole leg, all the way up to the thigh, the leg,
the thigh, all the way up to the hip? I guess so. The Roish. But how do we know that the Roish goes first? Remember, Kuli Alma, everybody started with the Roish with the Regel. This is the sign you stayed in Posse. That when you brought up all the Evarim up to the Mizbeach, the order was that the first one always had the Roish and the Padr meaning the Shmalt, the fats, the Chedav, not the Chedav of the of the chozer, but other chelov like you had on the keva,
kidneys,
kidneys, etc. Yeah, he had roish and pater. How do I know? Shkolim chalik baron. Tell him. It says in the pasuk, es roish v'es pidrei v'orach. Now, where is this pasuk? We have number two. Everybody here, Baruch Hashem, has the benefit of the Torah orach shalem. V'nitach oislan tzav. We're talking about the carbon tomit shoshacha. V'nitach oislan tzav. Go and cut it into pieces. V'es roish v'es pidrei. Now notice that Roishoy is set out separately from all the rest. Now why is that? The reason is because as a result of the Shechita, the head was severed first from the rest of the body, and if the Shechita didn't accomplish that, they didn't go all the way into the mafrekis, into the spine. But fine, when they got into the basement b'chaim, they severed the head entirely, and this was not part of the nisachim. If the nitach oiz l'nisachim means the rest of the body of the karbun was now put into slices, and in addition to that, don't forget the roish. So roish had a special chashivas bifnei atzmoi, and now we take all of them. Now you put them on the marocha on the mizbech. So since the roish was singled out separately from all the other nesachav, that's why. And it says roish v'pidrei v'arach. So v'arach, that's the beginning of the setting of the evarim on the mizbeach, on the marocha. So that's why roish goes first. It's a Gemara. Tamalim is roish v'pidrei v'arach. The idach. V'idach peder achrena. Now what is this v'idach? V'idach is not another mandiyamar, but rather we have the word peder twice. We have the number two and the number three. The first passing number two says v'esroishiv yes pidroi, and then it says in number three v'aruchu b'nei harna kehanim v'esachem v'esroishiv yes apoder. Why is the poder repeated twice? To go and tell you l'may osa top of the yomid v'aruchu b'idach poder achrona l'may osa. Why is the Torah repeat twice? Look at the sign. So what would he do? What the Gemara is telling us is that the poder is really nothing special on its own, but rather it's a nice cover-up. In which respect is a cover-up? Because the kohen that would go and carry the Roish, of course, included the Beis HaShechita. The Beis HaShechita showed where the blood was flowing, and it could look a little bit...
squeamish.
Exactly. And the people that are squeamish would look at it, yeah. So to do a cover-up, we took some of the chalav and we covered over the bottom.
To present it nicely.
Have a nice presentation, a beautiful present, as if it was gift-wrapped. And together with that, why do we take the regular together? Because that had so little bones on it, it was scrawny in terms of the flesh, that we throw in the regular as well.
But the Roish, it doesn't matter, bones are bony, fleshy. It says the Roish, it singles out separately. Why do we have to worry?
Because derech kovid, it has to be derech iluya. You want to have a nesach toy b'shem. Just like for a piece of, okay, for a person at the table, you don't want to give something just bones. It was up there.
Quick question.
Yes, Brother Shai.
You had the 13 that would then cut in, who made the 12.
Right.
So, but if you took out, if the Shoche was, you took him out,
right,
you're in heaven because he is...
But then he did the Kabbalah,
mm-hmm. So then you still needed him, so you still have...
That's exactly the point. That's the point.
No.
That's how the Gemara was posted. How do I know that the Shochet was not in the Kabbalah? Well,
because
if he would be in the Kabbalah, you'd have to have 13 faucets for 13 Kayan. As a
Raya... There are 13 altogether.
13 altogether.
12 were doing the Avoda.
12, right. So 12 was doing the Avoda. But
the Shochet only did Shechit. Because if he would have done Kabbalah, then you need 13 forces.
Okay, right.
That's Taka the Raya, that the one that was Makabah was the Zorek.
Wow.
Beautiful. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zagi Ben Shatzlach Rama.
Lindy.